Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Move over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get Brilliant. A diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
The Moody Blues, 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day. This goes to you first, Sip.
Oh, come on, Bill. Where are you?
He's here.
Moody Blues, they were good in 1966. By 86, they had kind of played themselves out.
You like that song. Sip is like, oh, come on, the whole time.
I mean, it's quality music, okay? It's not my style. They are from Birmingham, and I can tell you that's not Birmingham, Alabama. That's Birmingham, England.
Across the pond.
The Moody Blues. God, just never really got into them. That song's probably a reason.
We're honesty on this show.
Yeah, there's quality. It's quality. It's quality music, right?
Yeah,
that's not, you know, that's not a garage band.
It's a happy song.
Yeah, it's not a garage band.
I never dressed up as the Moody Blues.
No, you didn't.
I was dressed up. Yeah. Me and Chris Buchholz cruising around town or
it's
a garage.
Not, it's not Kiss over
Blues.
Here.
You would have worn a. I'm looking at the Moody Blues. You would have worn a sport coat.
Why is Bill Bush and Chris Buchholz in sport coats?
They're the Moody Blues. Moody Blues. Come on, duh.
They're doing the Moody Blues. They're promoting the Moody Blues concert in their garage.
They're going to play Moody Blues. Okay. Okay, I can do this. Quality. It's quality music, which makes it a 5.1.
5.1. Bill.
Again, so 86, I'm right in the heart of college at that time, Steve.
Yep. Yes, you are.
And
you and Jerry.
Music thing. I don't really recall this being part of my college experience very much. That the Moody Blues, again, I'm kind of with Steve. It didn't really move the needle very much at all. I think there's a high level of ability in their music, and you listen to it, it's like, okay, that's pretty good. Uh-huh. I can get it to a, if I pump it up, I'll go from a 4.0 to a 4.4.
I can get to a
4.4.
I'll go with this, like a 6 flat.
Okay. You kind of liked it.
I didn't mind it. I didn't love it.
Jake brought it up, brought the numbers up. That's
just
good.
6 flat.
Yeah.
Now, is Rudy going to be higher or lower than that?
Rudy's going to be about right where you're at, I think, Jake. Maybe a 5.8.
He says, sounds like an advertisement jingle 3.1 on Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues.
Rudy's not wrong on that.
I don't mind that description there. Well, we're now joined by Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Not the highest scores today from Moody Blues, but you've had worse scores than that before from us in the past.
Wow.
You have. I'm just being honest here, Rick.
Damn, you that's the positive, Rick. You've had worse scores.
I mean, Sip was a 5-1. Bill was a 4-4. Rudy was a 3-1. I was a 6. That's your scores
that's
today.
That's called damning you with faint praise, Nick. Rick.
That just might be heresy. I don't get it, but...
That's okay.
Moody Blues. Moody Blues.
Okay.
We're doing R.I.P. Wait a minute.
Yes, R.I.P. John Lodge, R.I.P. at 82.
I haven't talked all morning yet, so okay. A little groggy here, but John Lodge died. Great dude, incredible musician. He was the second to Justin Hayward, who was the lead singer with the beautiful coiffed hair.
Coiffed.
They didn't always wear... velour jackets. So they had a very, very long career, and I think they're still playing.
But, oh, God, really?
Hey, I'm glad the coach has brought his piano on the road again.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Rick.
Maybe he could learn some Moody Blues while he's there.
It's possible.
And speaking of The Price is Right and Bob Barker, every time I think of Bob Barker, I think of two things. One, he was accused of having a little dalliances with the models. And second was the Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
The Happy Gilmore scene.
Sure.
Golfing. Sure.
The Price is Wrong.
Price is Wrong. God.
Of course.
The Price is
iconic
right.
Movie scene.
It's hard to believe. That show's still on. Okay. Moody Blues, what can you say? Fabulous, incredible band. Sorry you guys didn't like it. We're going to throw some facts at you here in a second. They were formed in 1964, and you got to understand back, a lot of people don't realize this. 1963 is when the Beatles started. Right after that, this entire explosion of British bands came out. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Beatles only lasted 7 years. That's hard to believe. By 1970, they were done. But the Moody Blues, they're still playing. Okay? That's crazy.
Yep.
But they started out as a little different group, and they had a guy by the name of Denny Lane was the lead singer, who went on to form Wings with Paul McCartney.
Oh, hello.
And he was their original lead singer. But anyway, they went through all these changes in the beginning. And you guys know Knights in White Satin.
Oh, yeah.
Question of Balance. That all of these, Tuesday Afternoon.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Isn't life strange? I'm just a singer in a rock.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roll band. I know you're out there somewhere. A million hits, okay? A million hits. In fact, let's make sure this isn't one of our trivia questions. They've sold about 80 million albums, including 18 platinum and gold LPs, 16 studio albums, six of which made the top 20, two reaching number one, so forth. So, incredible band, big history, long time. This was 86. They started in 64. And what I remember about this song, of course, I was a kid, I was 30 or 20-something when this song came out, but Patrick Mraz was the keyboard player who happened to be the keyboard player in Yes after Rick Wakeman left. And he's playing all those riffs. The guy was a wunderkind keyboard player. Mm-hmm. So, classic rock critic Malcolm Dome rated it as the Moody Blues' seventh greatest song. Midler critic Will Fenton rated it as the Moody Blues' greatest song.
This one?
And then the song after this, which was called I Know You're Out There Somewhere, which I thought I sent to Jake, but I guess it was this one.
It
and that's
one.
A great song, too. That was in 87. But this is great. The success of Your Wildest Dreams, this is Justin Hayward who wrote the song, which really I thought was almost a throwaway song. Tony Visconti was a big part of that. They went in and recorded it, and it was a common experience for a lot of people. It was about his old girlfriend. And it occurred to me that I had other things at home that had that same feel and continued in that sentiment. So I drove back to my house. I got out my tapes, and I realized I Know You're Out There Somewhere was in there, too. It actually reached number one on the charts when it came out.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. Moody Blues, they're just a spectacular, very interesting band that was sort of a psychedelic pop band, but not really, and they had a lot of classical music roots. And they were just a great, great band. So with that in mind, Stump the Sippers and the Coach.
Okay, first a sip.
Let's Here we go.
Let's do this.
By the way, if you want to hear Patrick Mraz play keyboards, go get the pull up the Yes Relayer album. That's the album that he played on. My goodness, I don't know how human beings play that. Okay.
Okay.
Can you name, this is, who's first?
Sip.
Sip, this is great. I think this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Can you name the show where the star's Russian girlfriend asked, where are my knights in white satin?
Oh, is that that? Von Troyer?
It was a very famous...
The midget on that?
Series.
His name is Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer.
Not Vaughn. It's Vern.
Vern Troyer in that movie?
It was on HBO.
Oh. It's a series is what you're telling me.
One of the greatest ever.
Okay. I'm stumped. I don't know the name of it. I know when you say it, I'm going to get it, but go ahead.
Russian Girlfriend.
Oh, didn't see that. Why is that up my alley, by the way?
I don't think I've never even heard of it.
That's not the answer.
Oh.
It was The Sopranos.
Oh, God.
The Sopranos.
Really? Okay, that is up my alley. Yeah, that was a great series.
Okay. Tony Soprano's Russian Girlfriend, and then they played the song on the show.
Okay, is that right? So I
and
saw
he said,
it.
Honey, it's not knights in white satin, it's knights with a K.
Oh.
Like is a knight on a horse.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow. Okay, good one, Rick.
Right,
that's a good one.
0 for 1. Over to Bill.
Over to Bill.
Bill, was John Lodge, who again was the number two, a Buddhist, a Jehovah Witness, or an evangelical Christian at the time of his death?
Buddhist.
Another CZ, he was an evangelical Christian.
I like the confident guess, though.
I do, too.
Good, quick, confident guess. Okay, 0 for 2.
Very confident, yes. And are the Moody Blues, or are they not, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know they are, right?
I'm going to go with yes.
They're in there, yeah.
We're going yes, Rick.
1,000%. You don't sell 80 million records and not be in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Well, we got one right. We got one right. What's going on right now, Rick, at Sartor Hayman Jewelers?
Anybody been watching the price of gold lately and silver?
No, what about
It's through the roof. It's through the roof. If you've got old gold laying around, you got to bring that stuff in. We're going to pay you top dollar for it, and we'll give you even more if you trade it in for something new. So bring in your old gold. Dig through Granny's drawers, closet, not her other drawers, her drawers
Good
in
God, Rick.
You know, her bedroom. Find that old jewelry. You're not going to use it. Bring it in. Sell it to us. We're going to pay you cash money. Hey, don't forget our Husker jewelry. The Huskers have a great shot at making the playoffs, maybe. Mm-hmm. You want to support that Husker jewelry. Some of it is absolutely one of a kind. Check us out on our website, our Heartland Diamond. We just gave away a 1.20-carat Heartland Diamond. Hey, we're 120 years old, family-owned, four generations. Breakers get 10% off in Lincoln, downtown at South Point, and Grand Island, SarterHaman.com. And check me out on my Facebook, at Rick Haman, for more interesting things related to the fabulous Moody Blues.
Good job, Rick.
Rick, always good job. Stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
That's Rick Haman's Song of the Day, Your Wildest Dream is by the Moody Blues.
The Moody Blues, I'll be darned.
Hour two is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.